So we're standing in front of our new floor dryers that we are just being completed at this point in time. We have 6 floor dryers with stirrers. Each one's roughly around 19 by 6.8 metres. And we store seed about 2 metres high in them, which gives us a range of about 70 tonnes per dryer.
How do they work?
Well, we've got big fans at the back, and they're all computer controlled, frequency driven. So we can actually open up. They've also got vents in the floors, and we can control each vent. So we don't have to load the whole dryer up. We can just load part of the dryer or the full dryer. It's also got electric heating, so we've got about 216 kilowatt per dryer, which gives us a total drying capacity, like I said, about 70 tonnes per dryer.
What kind of seed would end up in these bays?
We mainly would put beet or carrots in these bays. That's what they're designed for. They're mainly for bulky crops. We do have drying boxes and drying walls for the small crops.
So these drying sheds are within a massive shed. How high is this shed?
I think it's 13 metres, this shed. So it's quite high. And the reason it is so quite high is it's actually so we can tip trucks on it. It was purposely designed that way. It's because otherwise we'd have to dump seed in the front of it and push all the seed into them. Then it goes to a pre-cleaner and then it'll go into silos at the back of the facility.
Let's go check those out.
Cool.
So we've walked around the back of the drying shed to a bank of silos. How many silos do you have here?
So we're going to have 30 silos, and that'll give us roughly, each silo will hold about 23 tonnes of seed, which will give us roughly around 700 tonnes holding capacity.
And what's so special about the way that these silos have been designed?
So they've been designed, most silos, this is a fully automated system. You know, you'll see most seed cleaning plants, they'll take up a conveyor up to the silo and individually fill them. Well, this is a fully automated system. You can go to a computer system, say, I want to fill up silo 10. It will automatically open up the doors. It's got a special conveyor that goes up the top. Instead of using drag chain, we'll use a bucket elevator system, and it will take it straight up to the silo and dump into silo 10.
Might be gone to that extent.
Well, we didn't want drag chains obviously dragging seed from one end to the other, and when dragging seed along 50 metres, it would probably damage the seed, and we didn't want any damage to any of the seed because that actually ruins the shelf life of seed. So that's why we're going to that consent of using a bucket conveyor.
The seed that you've harvested this year, could you already fill the silos that you've got on site?
Yeah, we will fill probably about 3/4 of them. Yeah, we will fill probably 20 to 25 silos, but mind you, half is about 200 tonnes we sent around to TAS seed dressing at this point. But next year we're planning what's coming in. We'll fill up the 30 silos.
So what have you harvested this year?
We harvest roughly around 700 tonnes of seed. We'll process about 500 tonnes of seed here on site. And next year we're planning on processing around 1,000 tonnes.
The 700 tonnes of seed, is that up on last year's effort?
It's about on par. It's a little bit up on last year's effort. And it's not because the season has actually been a really good season. It's only the varieties that change. So some varieties produce less seed. So depending on the varieties that Holland gives us, that depends on the actual kilos that comes into the store.
What are the kinds of crops that you are storing here? Is it just carrot and beet?
Yeah, just carrot and beet here. Sometimes we will bring up some AN seed, but we do have 2 seed cleaning plants. So we have one at Cressy and one at Richmond. The one at Richmond is mainly for small type crops, a lot of brassicas and AN seeds. And up here is more for the bulky crops, say beet and carrots. You know, from beet you can get something like 3.7 tonnes per hectare to 2.7 tonnes per hectare coming in, depending on variety. And the same with carrots. Carrots can range from, say, 600 to 1,200 kilos per hectare coming in, depending on variety.
This is a directive coming from your parent company based in the Netherlands. Do they want more vegetable seeds grown in Tasmania?
They do. They actually do want to expand here in Tasmania. At the moment, we've actually over hit our limit on what this site was designed for. This site was really designed for 300 hectares of carrots, about 160 hectares of beet, and we've expanded down to 400 hectares of carrots and 200 hectares of beet, and they still want to go more.
Do you have the capacity here on this site at Cressy to expand if the need arises?
Absolutely. So in the design stage, we made sure that we didn't box ourselves in with a design, so we can add another 10 silos quite easily. We can extend the floor dryers, and also we're building in a brand new sea clean facility. We can put another one right beside that as well.
This is a big investment. How much is this costing?
$39 million. Yeah, that's how much. It's the largest investment Bijou has done outside in Holland. So they've got a lot of confidence in Tasmania for growing seed from reliable seed. We have a lot of really good growers in Tasmania, and they're really supportive in our efforts to grow for future expansion.
When's this all going to be finished?
We have a deadline, or we're going to have it finished by March. 1st of March, that's when we basically will start up the plant and start processing.
So this will be all ready for next season's crop?
Absolutely. It has to be all ready for next season's crop.